Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
Welcome back to Productivity 360, folks. I'm your man, Dr. Vernon A. Joseph, every Friday right here on Bashani and Worldwide. Listen, folks. Today is a great day. Why? Because I want to teach you how to build a productive team, Before we get started, I want to just say thank you to everyone who has been listening, sharing and commenting and leaving reviews online about the podcast. I'm super excited to bring you the best and the brightest from all around the world, bringing you productivity from a 360 degree angle. You know what I always say, folks, I want you to know and understand without a shadow of a doubt that everything in life is better when we are productive. Say it again, everything in life is better when we are productive. You know, as I sit back and I think every single opportunity that I get, I want to bring you something that is normal, that is relevant, and that is seismic or changing the way that you think. I don't want to bring you what's normal. I want to bring you something that is going to shift your mentality, shift your mind, shift your way of thinking. Why? Because as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So when you think different, you can live different. So as we talk about building a productive team, there are several different things that I want to share with you. You know, it is said that teamwork makes the dream work. There's no I in team. And if you're the smartest one in the room, then you need to leave that room so that you can actually be poured into as well. So when I think of that theme, teamwork, it makes the dream work. Who do you have around you that makes you better? Are there some people that you're following, that you're watching, that you're learning from, that you're gleaning from that make you better? Now, let me say this. Everybody's always looking to compete, but I tell you that competition is not necessarily where it's at. I don't want to compete with anyone when it comes to who I am and what I do. What I do want to do is come alongside and compliment people from my specific expertise. Hence, here we are, Productivity 360. Why are we on Productivity 360? Because I have learned over, you know, many decades how to be productive in almost every area of life. Now, I'm not the end all be all, but I have mastered productivity in a lot of areas. And there are areas where I don't necessarily know everything about productivity in those specific things. But what do? I go and I become part of a team. Why? Because I can learn something from someone else. I can learn something from somewhere else. I can learn something by watching other people so that I can teach what to do and what not to do. The great thing about me is that I have had a myriad or a vast experience when it comes to several different things. Many people don't know this, but I was in the military for 20 plus years. I've run multiple companies. I've started and helped other people start multiple companies. I have taught people how to become speakers and authors and literally to bring their dreams into reality. Well, when you take all of that, you bring it all together, you start to say, who is this person? Now, for those of you who don't know, I'm just a simple man with a simple plan trying to help people to be as productive as they possibly can be. That is my lifestyle. That is my mandate. I believe it wholeheartedly. Many people have no idea of the facets that I've been able to experience in my lifetime. But the beauty of it is when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. And that's what I enjoy the most, because most of the stuff that I've learned when it comes to productivity have come from outside of the country, as well as inside of the country. So what you get when you speak to me is a biblical worldview, or a worldview from a productive standpoint. Now, many people will say, wait, where did that biblical part come in? There's a whole lot that you don't know about Dr. Vern. There's a whole lot that you may not have been able to experience about Dr. Vern. I've run my own college. I've been a dean. I've done those things. I've done logistics. I've done contracting. I've run multiple international organizations, but you would never know that unless I open my mouth to tell you. So when I say building a productive team, I'm speaking from multiple hats, multiple industries to help you recognize what you may need if you're looking to build your productive team. Now, I'm going to try to make this as plain as possible. And simplicity to me is what drives our world. Sometimes people try to make things too complex and it's not absolutely necessary to do. The simpler that you can make something, the better off it is. If you can help someone to be able to not only understand what you said, but to be able to go out and teach what you said, now you're becoming effective. Most people fail to understand that leadership is not about how much you have accomplished, but how much the people who you have taught, how much the people who you have supervised, managed, and even groomed, how much are they doing from what they learned from you? So I want each and every one of you to know success is great, but significance is so much better. And how do you become significant? By transforming, impacting, and changing the lives of those around you. So I hope that you all are ready to pick up what I'm about to put down when it comes to building a productive team. Now I'll simply spell out team or do the acrostic of team for you, but I really want you to pay attention to the words that are getting ready to come out of my mouth. Any team that you have, any mission that that team has, it has to be rooted, it has to be bound together, it has to be stuck together like glue with one word, and that word is trust. Trust actually binds a team. And not only initial trust, but consistent trust. I'm going to say that again, not just the initial trust, but consistent trust. You want to have trust over time. You want to have trust that creates loyalty. You want to have trust that will lift up sacrifice. You want to have trust that will bring about honesty. So you don't want trust initially. You want trust consistently. If you're going to build a productive team, that's exactly what you're going to need. Now, as we begin to build this out, I want you to ask yourself, how do you score yourself in these specific areas that I'm about to give you? Because it's one thing to hear a thing. It's another thing to study a thing. It's a completely different thing to hear, study, and then execute after learning that thing. And that's what I want to do. I don't want to just teach you something. I want to teach you so that you can become a teacher of that thing. One of the things that I love, you know, as an instructor, as a professor, is it's not just about being able to give people information. It's about giving them revelatory information that they can go and apply. If it's not relevant to your life, what difference does it make? If you can't take it and go put it into practice right away, what difference does it make? I don't need to try to impress upon you with big words and all of this. Listen, been there, done that, studied Greek, done all that stuff. But if it's not going to help you change your life today, who cares, right? So I hope that you all are ready to pick up what I'm putting down. Building productive teams, as we stated already, it comes and it starts with trust, not just the initial trust, but trust in a consistent form and on a consistent basis. Now, moving forward, we want to talk about the E in teamwork. The E in teamwork. The E stands for energy. Energy. You've got to create an energy that wants to be, watch this, emulated. You want to create an energy that wants to be emulated. Energy is something that causes something else to move forward. If you ever think about a plug or being plugged up to a source, well, you have to understand that as a resource, you get the opportunity to connect to the source. The source has constant energy. It's creating what is necessary to move or to power whatever actually plugs up to it. And as a leader, as a person who wants to bring about productivity in the lives of other people, you've got to already have your fire. You've got to be ready to light and ignite someone else's fire. And how do you do that? Man, it comes through so many different ways. But that energy, when it comes to a productive team, it may be something as simple as creating laughter, creating the culture that causes other people to want to do more, be more, know more. That's what it's about. What kind of energy are you creating in your organization or for your specific business? Because if there's not a power source, then what are you expecting everybody else to get connected to? Have you ever met a lackluster leader? How long will you follow a lackluster leader, right? Have you ever listened to a speech or a speaker and they are so mundane? It's like watching Charlie Brown, wah, 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 wah. That's not the type of energy that you want to bring forward, folks. That's not the type of energy that you want in your business, in your organization, or in your institution. So make sure that you're coming and you're bringing your own fire. Ignite the fire and energy in someone else. How do you do that? There are several ways that you can do that. If you were a speaker, it may be in the first 2 minutes, making sure that you get everyone to agree on a specific topic. That's a whole nother thing when we teach speakers how to actually engage and rock crowds. Maybe as an author, you want to tell a story that grips the heart right off the top, or give an example that's going to cause that reader to want to see that more and more all throughout the book. You know, there are several ways to do it. If you're teaching entrepreneurs about business, what kind of energy do you want to bring to them? You want to show them that it is possible not only to start a business, not only to have employees, but to last. Show them something that brings about longevity. It doesn't matter what it is. If you're looking at a relationship, you want to have a relationship that brings about a passion and a fire early on. Why? Because if not, what do they have to look forward to? What is this thing all about? Are you picking up what I'm putting down? Man, I sure hope so. Let's move on to the A. We're looking at appreciation and affirmation. Appreciation and affirmation. You've got to listen. You've got to put forth the effort when it comes to a productive team to appreciate your people and affirm your people. You've got to be able to say thank you. You got to show them how much they mean to you. If you want your team to be productive, learn how to affirm them. Learn how to appreciate them. Learn how to show them that they matter to you. It's not about pushing a button. It's not about an X or an O. It's about them understanding that they are part of the mission, part of the team. They're part of the family. So what types of appreciation and what types of affirmation are you giving your team? Listen, what I know without a shadow of a doubt is that this has worked in all parts of the country. This is not a US-based thing. This is not an Asia thing. This is not just an Africa thing, a Caribbean thing. This is a worldwide thing. I'm giving you a productive world view when it comes to building your productive team. I don't care if you are in Africa and you're looking to start a business. If you want a productive team, these things are going to help you. It doesn't matter if you're in the Caribbean where you'll say, oh, well, those things don't work over here. These will absolutely work for you. That's why they say teamwork makes the dream work. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I sure hope so, because this is what it's going to take to build a productive team. All right. So, appreciation and affirmation. Is it a way of life? Have you created a culture that brings the two A's together, that you appreciate them and that you affirm them? Listen, all I know is this. If you can help people to take one small step at a time, then you can help them to get from point A to point B. And if you're willing to help them get from point A to point B, guess what's going to happen, folks? They're going to drive the needle forward. They're going to move the mission. They're going to make the vision happen. It's simple, It's all about appreciation and affirmation. Now, here's where we get things popping. When you begin to talk about the M in teamwork, I'm talking about management. Oh, here we go. Of mistakes. Management of mistakes. Don't you know that every single day mistakes are going to happen? The question is, are the same mistakes happening? Listen, on your team, you're going to have different people. You're going to have people from all walks of life. And guess what, folks? They're going to make mistakes. But the key is, are you corralling the people? Are you correcting the mistakes? Are you helping them to see how they can possibly move forward? Because here's what I know. Teachers are there to teach because there's something to teach. But don't you know they had to be taught before they could teach? Useful things come when mistakes happen. How can you train someone to do better if there was never a mistake to begin with? If there was never another level for them to get to? Are you hearing what I'm saying? I'm talking about helping people to manage their mistakes, management of mistakes. The less mistakes you make, the better off you become, the more effective and efficient that you become. Well, think of it as an assembly line. Initially, when you teach the people who are working the assembly line, how will they know what is a snafu? How will they know what is something that is supposed to stop the assembly line? How will they know if something needs to be rejected? Well, it comes by managing the mistakes. And as you manage them, guess what's going to happen? The mistakes become fewer and farther in between. All right. Now, here's something that I believe is so important for any industry. Any industry. If you're going to work a plan, you got to have a plan. And when you have a plan, you work the plan, and then you will see the results. So when I'm beginning to talk to you about teamwork, I need you to understand working your plan is where it's at. It's one thing to have a team, trust, energy, appreciation, affirmation, management of mistakes, and well thought out plans. That's where we're going right now. Well thought out plans. When you work the work will do the work for you. But you've got to be prepared. You've got to be precise. You've got to give people something that they can depend on and something that they can expect. When you design something from scratch, what happens? You're thinking on every possible level what needs to happen. So you're designing things specifically with a purpose and an agenda. Listen, let me say it to you this way, and I love this here. In order to have a well-thought-out plan, you've got to do what it takes to get that plan through the process so that once it's obtainable, once it's available, it can happen. How do you do that? You do that by creating a plan that's effective. You do that by creating a plan that's efficient. You do that by creating a plan that's excellent. Now, hold up. What Dr. Vern is telling you when it comes to excellence is not perfection, folks. It's doing the best that you can with all that you can to make it happen. That's what excellence truly is. Then you move on and you begin to look at how can I maximize my environment? So when you look at those things, effectiveness, efficiency, excellence, and environment, then you have a well thought out plan. Are you picking up what I'm putting down? When you're building relationships, you got to have a well thought out plan. What is the agenda? When you're dealing with people, when you're having meetings, what is the well thought out plan? Never have a meeting when you don't know what you're meeting about. I'm going to say that again, because for many of you out there, you feel good when you have meetings. But if you don't have something to meet about, don't waste people's time. Have a well thought out plan. Distribute an agenda. Listen, if you're working in an organization or you have a team and you want them to be productive, here's an example for you. How about you send out the agenda 24 hours ahead of time because you want to show the people that you value their time? And you want them to know that the plan for the meeting is already well thought out. So if you have ideas and you want to bring concerns or whatever up, you already know what you're going to be talking about so that you value their time. You send out the agenda 24 hours in advance. Are you picking up what I'm putting down? I surely hope so. Well, let's move on to the next thing, folks. Open communication. Open communication. If you are going to have a productive team, you're going to build a productive team, you got to have open communication. Why? Because here's the deal. When there are kinks in your communication, where there are hurdles, roadblocks, slack in the communication, when people have to assume instead of knowing, guess what happens? The lines of communication get muddy. The lines of communication get muddy. And the moment that the lines of communication get muddy, people begin to shut down and start to have a closed mind. Don't ever give people a reason to assume. Give them the information that they need. Clear, concise communication. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Clear, concise communication. I'll say it this way. Communication is the lifeblood to relationships, and great relationships have great communication. All right, let's move on to the next thing. In teamwork, when you're talking about building a productive team, it's recognition. I don't care who you are. I don't care how much you have. I don't care what side of the train tracks that you were born on or how many zeros may happen to be in your bank account. This is one thing I know about people and people being part of a team. People like to be recognized, and recognition helps build other people up. So, what does it cost you to recognize someone? Not much. So, as a person who is leading an organization, you need to learn how to recognize your people. Recognition is absolutely essential to building a productive team. Why? Because what does recognition do? It celebrates people. And you've got to learn how to celebrate people as much as possible. When you reward someone for good behavior, what does that do for those who are watching, those who are around, those who experience it? It causes them to want to do better. Recognition is an awesome tool when it comes to building a productive team. And let me close it out right here, folks, with the K in teamwork. The K in teamwork. It is better for you to help your people to become knowledgeable and get an understanding of what it is they're supposed to be doing, how they're supposed to be doing it, and when they're supposed to be doing it. And that is simply by giving them the knowledge, the knowledge. All leaders, my friends, are readers. All leaders are readers. And what I know about that is helping your people to expand their mind when it comes to wisdom, insight, and knowledge in their specific field area is so important. If you're going to build a productive team, the key is to make sure that you make knowledge something that is obtainable, whether that's having a library or an exhaustive list of books that you can challenge your people to read, whether that's recommending specific programs for them to begin to understand, whether that's helping them to listen to podcasts in specific fields or areas, or helping them to get mentored in specific things, whatever it is, folks, I challenge you to make knowledge something that is desired in your team. So once again, folks, building a productive team, it's teamwork that makes the dream work. And it starts with trust. It moves to energy. It brings about appreciation and affirmation. It shows you how to manage your mistakes. It brings about a well thought out plan. You help people to have open lines of communication. You bring recognition to the forefront, and you teach people how to seek knowledge. When you do those things, you will have a productive team that is making your organization better. And because they're better, you'll be better. Remember this, you know what I always say, I want you to be innovative and be productive. But most of all, come on, y'all, let's all get out there and live to produce. I'm Dr. Vern, every Friday right here on Bashani and Worldwide. Never forget, if you want to build a productive team, teamwork makes the dream work. Peace and productivity to you all.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.